This is Twit.
This is one of those technologies that I see the videos of and the descriptions of and find incredibly fascinating. But I have less faith that it will be implemented in the way that I expected it to be implemented. So keeping in mind, this is the second generation of this. Microsoft had the Surface Hub that they released last year. It was a 1080p 55-inch and a 4K 84-inch screen option that was basically, you know, computing capability in large format touchscreen. This is the same idea. They've simplified it to a single design. So one 50.5-inch display with what they are just saying now is greater than 4K resolution, 3 to 2 aspect ratio, very thin bezels. And if you see some of the videos that they have here, the screen looks amazing. The way that it adjusts from portrait to landscape very easily is awesome. The way you can combine, you know, four of them on a wall, Microsoft calls it tiling, and you can work on one Surface Hub 2 with two different workloads. If people are standing side by side, they can both interact with it slightly differently. It sounds pretty interesting, and that Verge story kind of clearly summarizes it in that what the Surface Hub 2 is, it kind of shows what Microsoft's vision of productivity will be in the future. Now, how far in the future is the question I would always ask, right? But it's something they plan on selling. This is not a prototype or some development project they're getting started on. It's just all this software running on top of it that I think will be maybe less sexy than the videos have it look. If it's just a 50-inch Word document that I get to draw on with a pen on the wall, I think that's less exciting. But this is the kind of thing that gets mounted to the wall instead of a mirror, right? It's got a camera, so you can use it as a mirror. It's got a camera, so you can use it for communication and productivity and whatnot. Maybe not as useful at your desk, but you never know. Very cool stuff. I was trying to find a price, and they didn't say price. They said Microsoft claims pricing will be in line with similar competitive devices. And The Verge says that could mean we'll see a more aggressive price point to counter Google's own digital whiteboard. But that still didn't give me a price point. So,
I was going to say, aggressive compared to what?
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a relative concept. I don't know. And that's also one of the things where the demos always look so spectacular.
And, yeah. Google's whiteboard is $5,000, apparently, as of last year. Okay. So,
interesting. It's pretty. I like it. It has an aesthetic.
I'd really need four of them like that and one on an easel. And that's the only way to get true peak productivity out of me going forward.
And then you won't have to worry about building that gigantic Corsair case with 473 LED fans inside of it, because you won't have room for it your workspace anymore.
It's perfect.
Crafty. He's thinking ahead, people. Optimizing productivity by avoiding work by filling his workspace with gigantic interactive whiteboards.
Beyond whatever, that, anything.